You are welcome to the 5 Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our scripture reading is Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. The first thing I want us to note is that Jesus presented us with only two options. Like we say, in spiritual things, there is no third option. You are either for him or you are against him. You are either light or you are darkness. You are either on the narrow way or on the broad way. There is no third option. There is no neutral. Nobody is neutral on earth. Everybody is either on the Lord's side or on the devil's side. Like Joshua presented to the children of Israel, he said, "This day I present before you life and death. Choose life." Again, look at Jesus here. He's presenting us with two kind of gate. He said, wide gate and narrow gate. Wide gate and narrow gate. But then Jesus is not asking us to choose between wide gate and narrow gate. He's asking us to choose the narrow gate. He's showing us what we are to do. Just as Joshua didn't say, choose this day between life and death. Joshua said, choose this day life. God is the only person that set objective exams, and yet he will tell you the right answer to choose. You know, when you write exams that are objective, they ask a question, then they give you four options. One of it is the correct answer, but they don't tell you which one it is. They want you to figure it out. Not so with God. God will give you options, and then he will tell you, choose this one. And he's the one that is going to mark it. It means that he does not intend for you to fail in any way. God is the only person who does that. He's revealing to us that there are two kinds of gates. But the right one, this is the right one. Go through it. So, brethren, Jesus is not asking us to choose between the wide gate and the narrow gate. He's asking us to choose the narrow gate. He said, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. That's the first one. The gate is wide, so it is very convenient. It is easy. You can easily go in. And the way is very broad. There is no limit to what you cannot do. You are free. You are your own. You can enjoy your life. You can do what you like. The meaning of Broadway is a way where man can do whatever he likes. That is why it's a Broadway. Anywhere you can do what you like. Anywhere you can live the way you like. It's a Broadway. But the end is destruction. That's the deception. They don't see the destruction at the beginning. The destruction is at the end. He said, and the reason is this. I want you to note something. Jesus is saying, see, the people on this Broadway, this wide gate, it's not that they found themselves there. They chose it. I want to tell you that you are making a choice. Look at the verse 14. He said, because. Why will he say because? That word because means he's explaining the reason why people are choosing the wide gate and the broad way. He said, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. This is Jesus telling you that there is a way. That way is difficult. And that is the reason people prefer this simple way. People don't want a way that tells you that you cannot falsify document in order to relocate abroad. People don't like a way like that. People don't want a way that tells you that if you marry and you go and divorce and you go and remarry, it is adultery Nobody wants to hear that way. People don't like a way that tells them that if you are having sex and you are not married, you are fornicating. No, they don't like it. They don't like it. People don't want a way that tells them that unless they are dead to self, they can't follow Jesus. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. The way of Christ will crucify your will. Only the will of the Lord must come to pass. Even Jesus said, not as I will, but as thou will. But people want a way where they can do their own will. That's the broad way. A broad way allows you to do your will. You know, in the broad way, you don't follow scripture. You follow your emotions. You follow what you like. It does not matter what they preach. You can hold your husband's clothes and say, you will not go out today. Even though in the narrow way, we will tell you, no, leave him. Is he being wicked? Let him be wicked. Leave the matter in the hand of the Lord. No. People prefer the broad way where they can fight for themselves. It's a choice people are making, brethren. I'm telling you, it's a choice. You will know it because there is an entry point. Each of the way, the narrow, the difficult way, and the broad way, they both have gates. So there is an entry point into it. You can know where you are in life. You can know the one you have chosen. You know what Jesus says very clearly, or you are doing the opposite. Let me tell you, you may be happy now, but I'm telling you, the end is destruction. The Lord had clearly told you, what you are doing is wrong. Retrace your step. You know it. You are sure about it. But you have still said to yourself, I'm going to do what I want to do. Nobody can stop me. It is true. Nobody will stop you. But the end is going to be destruction. Many people are heading for destruction. You are on the wrong path. You are on the broad way. That's why you are doing what you like. But you know the rebuke of the Lord. You know the correction of the Lord. You have simply refused. A lot of people are in marriages that is not marriage. But you have refused to come out of it. You claim you have repented, but you have refused. There are things the Lord has told you and said, no, you have to repent. Retrace your step. Some of you men that you have abandoned your wife and gone to marry another person. Some of you are even preaching now. You are on a broad way. It's only on a broad way you can do that. Jesus, see, he is not going to compromise his word for you. You must leave that strange woman and retrace your step to your wife back. Otherwise, you are on the broad way. For now, you may be making noise. You may even be talking on social media. You may be everywhere. But I tell you, in the end, it is destruction. He doesn't want you to be destroyed. That's why he said, enter by the narrow gate. You see, that narrow gate is still there. Though the way is difficult and the road is narrow, but it leads to life. Even Jesus acknowledged, say, only a few finds it. That means that Christianity is not determined by crowd. It's not by crowd. You cannot determine rightness by crowd. Just the fact that a lot of people are on that road does not mean they are right. In fact, in most cases, only a few people are right. May God give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.